Arla, Paragimel Mishnah Gimel. Ha'orig Mloy Hasit Mit Semer HaBechor BaBeged. If a person weaves the size of Mloy Hasit, which is the pointer and the middle finger when you spread them apart, like we said, and that's the shear of this wool, that was from a wool of a Bechor, the firstborn animal, into a Beged. Now, a firstborn animal, you're not allowed to shear. The Torah says, V'lay Soglis Bechor Tzaynecha. And we're dealing, the Rav says, with a Bechor that's a Baal Mum, because if it's a Bechor that's not a Baal Mum, well, that's like other karbonos, and by karbonos that are brought on the Mizbeach, we're going to see later in the mission that's a kol shehu. So here we're talking about a malay hasit, so it has to be a bechor that's a bal mum, but you're still not allowed to have benefit from it. So if you take this thread and weave it into a garment, yidolek habeget, so the whole garment has to be destroyed. Similarly, umisar hanazir, hair of a nazir is asur b'hana, like the Torah says in Bamidbar kadosh yagadol perasar rosho, and it's called kadosh, that it's asur b'hana. Umi Petra Chamor, and also from a Petra Chamor, we know that a firstborn donkey, that you should redeem it with a sheep. Petra Chamor Tifte Baseh. Vim Loi Sifte, and if you don't redeem it, well, it's not so great for the donkey, Vairafto. You have to decapitate the donkey. And everybody agrees that it's Asur Bahana. Just like in Egla Rufa, so too Petra Chamor is also Asur Bahana. And the Rav says, certainly, all agree that it's Asur Bahana after the Arifa was already done. Beforehand, it's a machlokes. Before you actually decapitate the donkey, it's a machlokes whether you're allowed of Anah from it. But afterwards, everybody agrees you're not allowed of Anah. So if you take the hair from this donkey, basak, or the hair of a nazir, and you weave it into a bag, yidolek hasak, you have to burn the whole bag and destroy it. Now, here we don't find that there's a machlokes, Rabbanan, Rabbi Meir. The Rash, Apidi Yushami, learns that this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but the Rambam holds that this Mishnah is the Chachamim, that there is no Machlokes here but the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, that everybody agrees you destroy the whole thing. So why is this different than the previous cases? First, the Rambam says, a Lashon, why is this Asur? And even according to the Rabbanan, says, Lashon is, Lefi Shaloi Nosan Behemakas of Shir B'Shum Panim. The Torah doesn't give a shear. It sounds like the focus is on the Isser, that the Torah doesn't discuss the Isser of Shi'urim by Nazir and Petr Chamor and all these things, like it does by Truma and Arla and Kilei Kerem, I guess. That's 1 in 100, 1 in 200. But the Mishnah Shana gives an unbelievable pshat in the Rambam, and also this Mishnah. And he says a big chiddush like this. L'chor, the question is on the Rambam, because the Torah doesn't give a shear, what's the difference? We know that Midiraisa, everything is batal berov, unless you're told otherwise, so why wouldn't it be batal berov anyway? So he says, where do we say 1 to 100, 1 to 200, things like that? That's dafka min b'mino. Min b'she'eno mino, no saint tam. It depends on if there's a tam given from the iser. And that no saint tam, there is no shear, like we've had in the previous Mishnayos. If you taste the tam in the rest of the pot or whatever, the whole thing is aser. And if you don't, it's mutter. So similarly, even though we're not actually dealing with tam, but we're focusing now on the wool. Now this wool that's woven into the rest of the garment, it's intrinsic in the garment, and if you would take out this piece of wool, this thread, it's very possible and very likely that the whole garment falls apart. And it's different than the previous Mishnah, because there we were not focusing on the wool strip, we're actually focusing on the color. So what if you were able to get rid of that color and that little strip of wool? Would we then say that the whole garment is now destroyed? No, people can live with that. It doesn't look so great. Maybe you just say that that little white strip is its logo. I don't know. Masha ain't Cain, the discussion of what's Asr in this Mishnah, the Isser is actually the wool itself. The wool is a wool of a Bechor, or the hair that's in a sock. It's the hair of a Nazir. So if you would take it out, you would destroy the whole weave and the whole garment, and the whole garment may fall apart. So therefore, when the discussion is on the thread itself, if that's what's Asr, now you'd have to remove the thread, and the garment would fall apart. That's so much like Noi Saint Tam in a Tafshil, because you feel the flavor of the Isser in the whole pot. So too, you feel the importance of this thread in the whole garment. You take away the thread, the garment falls apart. And he says, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Not that the Rambam is saying that we don't find a shear of the Isser by these things, because that's not the point. Who cares? You go after Rove. The Pshat in the Rambam is that there's no shear, meaning there's no shear, just like there's no shear by Nisina's Tam. If you taste the flavor in a pot, there's no shear. How much of the pot is keneged the Isser? If you taste it, it's Usser. So too here, the Rambam saying, there's no shear if this little piece of wool is holding up the whole garment, or this little hair is holding up the sock, and it's taken away, it'll fall apart. That also has no shear. That's the Mishnah Rishonis Chiddush. And the Mishnah ends with Mukdoshin Mekachin Kolshein. Mukdoshin, so the Taisis end of explains, that's what's brought on the Mizbeach. So it's Mekachin Kolshein. So even if it's less than the Meloi Hasit, The whole thing is osir. Why is that? Taisis Yonta brings the Ravid because it's a davar sheish l'matirin, because you can be poida hektish. And since you can be poida hektish and you can fix it, therefore it's not bottle.